Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes, formerly chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in 2017, 2018, 2019, investigating some of the unusual aspects of the 2016 election that continued into the term of Donald Trump as president. John Durham, the special counsel named by Attorney General Barr, continues that investigation, building on the information that Devin's committee and his colleagues provided, the special counsel and the Department of Justice. And there is a trial upcoming of a man named Michael Sussman, who's a prominent and well-known and experienced Washington attorney who's worked in the Department of Justice and also worked for the Clinton campaign in 2016. The judge was asked to resolve a dispute between Michael Sussman's attorneys and the special counsel, John Durham, and his team about what information can be introduced into the trial. The trial is about one violation only. That is that Michael Sussman deceived, lied to the general counsel of the FBI, James Baker, in September of 2016 by telling him that he was bringing this information about Donald Trump as a worthy citizen and not as a representative of any particular client, any client at all. That is a falsehood. That is established in emails as a falsehood. John Durham has charged Michael Sussman with lying. However, that is like an opening door, and behind that opening door is a Byzantine series of events that we'll call the joint venture. That's what it's called in the filing papers. It takes us into the joint venture, which was the effort, we're told, alleged by the Clinton campaign to construct a falsehood that Donald Trump was working for a hireling of, a stooge of, Vladimir Putin himself. That falsehood was constructed by players in and around the Clinton campaign in 2016 and deliberately given to the media to put into the reporting before the election, to influence the election outcome, of course, but also to offset the questions asked and not answered about Hillary Clinton's server and how loose she had been with information on the web. All that now is being argued before Judge Cooper in Washington. However, Devin, I want your thoughts about Judge Cooper's decision. He made two decisions, as I understand it, about what information can and cannot be introduced into the trial. Both of them look to advance the case that you built in 2017 to 2019. One is that the jury can be told that the FBI has found the information that Michael Sussman gave to James Baker to be false information, false information. The second part is that the trial can introduce the name of a tech entrepreneur, Jaffe, who is now, we're told by John Durham's filings, the author of information that was then found to be manufactured, created, not genuine by the CIA. So two things can happen. The jury can be told that the FBI says this information that Sussman carried to the FBI was false, and can also be told that a man by the name of Jaffe, who was a client of Sussman's, created information in order to inject that into not only the campaign, but also the presidency of Donald Trump in 2017. Both of those, I'm told, are significant. Do you judge them significant, Devin?
Well, John, that's a really good recap of everything going on. And, you know, I'd say the everything happening now is significant to directly answer your question, because the case that we built was based on circumstantial evidence that we had built through all the research that we did, the interviews that we had done, the depositions that we took, and we were able to piece it all together. But we didn't have that direct evidence. And because, you know, the reason we're getting to find all this out is because at every step of the way, Sussman's legal strategy has been to object to anything and everything that Durham, says, in terms of as they build out the evidence that they're going to present on the case. So that's allowing Durham to then expose some of this direct evidence that I assume if Sussman's people would have stayed quiet, this just would have all been presented at the jury. But it's allowing the slow drip of which is of significant direct evidence. And so that's, you know, how we've been able to find out, you know, essentially what we all knew was that they concocted a scheme and then they were presenting it, planting it everywhere on the Trump people, including with the media. And one thing you didn't mention, which I think is also a development that happened this week, and that is that hundreds of emails have surfaced where Fusion GPS was essentially planting this with the fake news media. And the fake news media essentially ran the stories, which we knew all that. We knew who it was coming from. Fusion GPS even bragged about it in their book. And now they're all claiming to be, they're all lawyers now, John. They all have privilege, and none of this should be allowed in court. And of course, Durham's not having any of that. And I would think the court should quickly shut that down, being that they've went around bragging about how they set all this up in the first place. So specifically with the character Jaffe, what you're talking about is this was the whole Alpha Bank, you know, servers communicating with the Russians. He's supposedly a tech guy. And you know, I believe he had government contracts. In addition to that, he was the one that created and concocted this whole idea that this was happening. It all was a lie, and the government agencies knew it a lie. Through our investigation, we knew it was a lie. We actually didn't know who Jaffe was, but you know, now he's in trouble. You've got Sussman in trouble, and then you've got the other key character here that's going to come into play is the other guy that's been indicted. I think his name is Danchenko. I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but he was essentially one that Christopher Steele, who was working for the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS et al., that you know, essentially fed this to this guy Danchenko, who was supposedly the source. He was a Russian. I think he was born in Russia, but was living in the United States, had worked at the Brookings Institute, as I recall. And this was their source, which, of course, it was a phony source. I think the only thing that was real was that he was, you know, a Russian national, but he was living in the United States working for one of the most well-known think tanks in Washington, D.C. that happens to be aligned with the Democratic Party. So I think that's the next kind of big shoe to drop is as Durham begins to he's circling the wagons here, building this direct evidence around all of these guys. And the question is that I get asked a lot, you know, we know who's ultimately responsible for this. It was the Clinton campaign, which they have indicted at least one of the lawyers, key lawyers, the Democrat National Committee, and the dirty cops and the DOJ and the FBI. So now these characters that have all been indicted, they're going to have to decide. They're playing all of these legal games with Durham. Durham keeps hammering them with direct evidence. So now the question will be, do they want to take the fall for the Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee, and the dirty cops at DOJ and FBI? My hope is that they don't, that they'll tell the truth and they'll come clean on who told them what to do and how to do it. And that would make this quite the conspiracy case to where they all conspired to defraud the United States government.
I know it's not essential, but it's important to me, Devin, because we talked about this during the time that you were under attack by the same publications who were promoting this falsehood. And when we come back, what role did Fusion GPS play in the publications advancing the falsehood of Russiagate and also attacking the House Intelligence Committee chaired by Devin Nunes for exposing the falsehoods of Russiagate? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.